Scorching winds skated across the crimson dunes of northern Arizona, bending the sparse yucca and carrying the scent of petrichor before a storm that never quite arrived. Night had swallowed the highway miles ago, leaving a quilt of constellations overhead and the pale smear of Route 89's blinking warning lights far behind. Astra Morgan stood barefoot on a sandstone outcrop, the moon painting silver ribbons across her skin while the desert whispered stories she couldn't remember. She had no map, no vehicle, and no explanation for how she'd reached the Navajo Nation's forgotten edge. All she held was a single polished pendant, opal shot through with veins of gold, that thrummed like a heartbeat whenever she faced due east. Inside the stone flickered the same light that haunted her dreams, a dawn trapped in glass. A low growl sliced through the quiet. A pair of eyes, amber lupin, glimmered between shifting maces. Astra's instinct screamed run, but her muscles locked. From the shadows stepped a man who moved like starlight sliding across steel. Tall, rangy, every stride taut with barely restrained power. His black hair fell against high cheekbones. Dust clung to the shoulders of a battered leather jacket. When he exhaled, the air vibrated with lupin energy that didn't belong to any ordinary human. "Give it back," he said, voice rough as gravel warmed by sun. Astra clutched the opal to her chest. "I don't know you. That light belongs to my people," he replied, stepping closer. "I am Bay Callahan, Alpha of the Sunchaser clan, and you are the thief who disappeared 10 years ago." The accusation snapped inside her skull like a broken gear. Images flashed, a hidden bonfire, silhouettes dancing under eclipse, a betrayal told in snarling tongues. But memories dissolved before she could seize them. "I can't remember anything before last year," she admitted, throat tightening. "I woke up in Phoenix with this pendant and nightmares." Bay's jaw ticked. "Nightmares? Of wolves chained to pillars of salt. Of someone screaming my name, Astra, but somehow it wasn't mine." Lightning webbed silently across the horizon, illuminating his profile. Noble, scarred, weighted. He inhaled, scenting the air the way predators did. "It's worse than I thought. The desert stole your memories to protect itself." She almost laughed. "The desert?" He cocked his head. "Everything here remembers. It keeps secrets until they're ripe." A tremor rolled beneath their feet, and the ridge behind Astra cracked open like a clay pot in a kiln. Sand spilled down its face, revealing a spiral glyph carved deep into the rock, wolf fangs encircling a rising sun. Vase crest. He reached for her hand. "Come with me before it wakes fully." She recoiled. "You think I'll just follow the man who calls me a thief? If you stay, the land will swallow both of us. It's defending the light you carry, and that light is alive." As if summoned, the opal flared, projecting a beam that carved a path across the dunes. Within the halo shimmered translucent figures, wolves draped in human forms, their eyes hollow. Vase swore under his breath. "The ancients. They'll tear you apart to reclaim what's theirs." Astra's pulse thundered. She turned to run, but the sand beneath her feet liquefied, pulling her ankle down like quicksand. Vay lunged, lifting her free just as the ground slammed shut behind them. He hoisted her onto the back of a matte black motorcycle half buried beneath a tarp. "Hold on," he barked, kickstarting the engine. Tires spit gravel as they roared into the night, dunes blurring to shapeless bronze. Astra clung to him, every bump in the cracked service road driving memories against her skull. Faces she couldn't name, blood on moonlit sand, a promise broken by her own hands. She fought for air as wind ripped tears from her eyes. 15 miles later, they skidded behind a rusted billboard reading Hopi Scenic Byway, 23 miles. The storm they'd outrun finally broke, rain hammering the desert in silver spears. Vay killed the engine beneath the billboard's stunted shadow. "Shelter's close," he said, nodding toward a sandstone slot canyon a quarter mile off the service road. "We rest there until dawn." "Dawn never comes here," Astra muttered, hugging herself. He paused, surprise flickering across his features. "You remember that much?" She shook her head. "It's just something I feel." Vay led her to the canyon's mouth. Riots of petroglyphs coated the walls, wolves, suns with jagged rays, a woman crowned in storm clouds. Rainwater pooled at their feet, reflecting the glyphs like a mirror of the past. They trace one carving, a wolf licking an opal stone. "Our prophecy," he whispered. The clan's light would be stolen, and only the thief's heart could ignite it again. Astra's breath hitched. "You think I stole it?" "Not think." "No." His eyes softened. "But I also know you did it to save us." A gust rattled the canyon, extinguishing the world beyond in sheets of black water. They ducked into a narrow alcove where an old military surplus tarp had been strung between iron pitons. Inside, a cracked lantern cast dusky amber light. There were two cots, a metal trunk, and a pack radio fizzing with static. They retrieved a thermos, poured coffee into a tin mug, and offered it. Astra's hand shook as she sipped. The coffee tasted of chicory and smoke. He crouched across from her, forearms balanced on his knees. 10 years ago, the clan seer, my own sister, Elyra, prophesied a dawn that would never rise unless the sun's spirit was sealed in flesh and carried far away. Astra fingered the opal. "Sealed in me?" "Yes, because you were the only one the desert recognized as pure." "Why can't I remember?" "The power brands the mind. It burns away the past to hide itself. We thought you'd be safe among humans until the right alignment." She frowned. "What alignment?" He opened the trunk, rummaging until he produced a cracked pocket watch. The face glowed faintly. Symbols instead of numbers, hands spinning backward. "At equinox tomorrow, the watch reaches zero. The sun spirit must return to the clan altar or it dies, and my people with it." "Then why chase me?" she shot back, anger prickling. "If it kills you, take the stone and leave me." Vase gaze pinned her. "Because the sunrise inside you is bound to your pulse. Remove it and you die. We must return together." Silence fell, thick as the humidity steaming off their clothes. Rain drummed, the storm a living organism swallowing every sound beyond their improvised shelter. "Finally," Astra whispered, "so I'm supposed to choose between my life and your clan's survival?" "Not choose. Transform. There's a ritual, one the traitors tried to erase, that fuses bearer and light without killing either." She tilted her head. "Traitors?" His mouth tightened. "Members of my guard who believed no human should carry sacred power. They framed you, sabotaged the rite, and murdered my father." The air grew colder. "When they attacked, Elyra jammed the pendant into your chest and told me to run, to protect the light by protecting you. But I hesitated." His voice roughened, grief exposed like raw nerve. "I turned back to save my father. By the time I returned, you were gone and the desert had swallowed your path." Astra's pulse echoed in her ears. "You blame yourself. Every day. Outside." Thunder cracked so close the canyon trembled. Static on the radio morphed into a fragmented voice. "Ranger Unit 7 reporting. Unidentified lupin activity near Monument Valley. Possible feral pack," the line hissed out. They stiffened. "Hunters. Government ones. They track anything that shifts beneath the moon." "Will they find us?" "Not if we move before sunrise." "But dawn never," he raised a finger, listening. Somewhere down canyon, rocks skittered. A wet snarl echoed, followed by another. Multiple throats, hungry. They spun, eyes flashing gold. The traitors sent scourge wolves. They hunt by scent and memory. Astra's heart clenched. "What do we do?" He pulled a revolver from the trunk, silver cylinder, runes etched into its barrel, and pressed the pendant against its chamber. White light bled into the metal. "I buy us 2 minutes. You run for the bike." "No," she snapped, surprising herself. "It's me they want. We stay together." Before he could argue, a pair of claws raked the tarp, shredding canvas. A creature lunged, half wolf, half shadow, eyes ember red. Astra screamed as Vay fired. The bullet streaked like a comet, punching through the beast in a spray of silver sparks. It collapsed, melting into black sand. More growls reverberated through the canyon. Vay grabbed Astra's wrist. "Go. Remember, follow the highway until the mile 13 petrol station. Safe house under the car lift." But Astra's legs refused to move, her gaze fixed on the dying wolf sand, which swirled into a symbol, the same spiral glyph from the ridge, only this time the central sun was cracked. A warning, the light will break. Her vision tunneled. Images, She and Vae clasping hands before a blazing altar, Alira weeping blood, a dagger of bone cooling in Astra's palm. Memory detonated inside her, ripping a gasp from her throat. She staggered, grip on reality slipping. In the blur, she heard Vae shout her name, felt his arms catch her, and smelled the metallic ozone of shifting fur. But the world was sliding sideways, the pendant pulsing like a frantic heartbeat. Voices from the sand chanted her forgotten title. Dawnbearer, Light Thief, Sun-Sealed, until darkness folded over her like a curtain, leaving only a single. Shivering echo, velvet darkness clung to the canyon as Astra jolted awake, lungs burning for air. The taste of copper lingered on her tongue, a remnant of dreams in which the sky bled amber and wolves howled her forgotten name. Vae crouched beside her, shoulder heaving where claw marks tore his jacket, silvering blood that steamed in the chill night. He pressed two fingers to her wrist, measuring a pulse that hammered against his touch, and exhaled, relieved. "We have minutes," he murmured. "The Scourge Pack will reconvene once they reform." Astra's gaze slid to the puddle of black sand at the canyon mouth. Tiny grains quivered, pulling together like iron shavings toward a magnet. A creature once slain was already knitting itself anew. She gulped, pushing to her feet. "Bike. Now." They sprinted through curtains of rain that smelled like sage and diesel. Lightning flared, painting the desert in X-ray bones. The motorcycle answered Vae's kick with a throaty roar. Astra swung astride, arms locking around his torso just as spectral howls rippled behind them. Tires spun sand and water into a comet's tail before biting asphalt. For 30 breathless miles, the desolate straightaway unfurled beneath their wheels. Navy sky above, flooded desert on both sides reflecting stars. Astra pressed her cheek to Vae's back, feeling the rumble of his heart synchronize with the engine. Fragments of memory flickered in the vibration. Her palm in his, violet vows beneath an eclipse, the taste of promise and betrayal on the same breath. A roadside neon sign blipped into view, an abandoned service station whose cracked letters still ghosted gas and go. They veered behind the sagging building, headlights off. Vae dismounted first, hauling aside a warped garage door. Inside, hydraulic lifts rusted like skeletal trees. He knelt, pried up a false grate, and revealed a stairwell licked by blue emergency lights. "Underground," Astra whispered. "Old proving ground bunker," he said. "Built during the Cold War, forgotten by everyone except us." They descended into a corridor lined with corrugated steel. A door hissed open to a chamber warmed by generators. Banks of monitors flickered, security feeds of desert roads, highway patrol scanners, satellite flare UPS. On a central table lay topographical maps riddled with pins. But Astra's attention snapped to a figure leaning against the far wall. Woman, late 20s, with braids the color of sunrise and eyes a mirror of Vae's. A thin scar arced across her brow like a third eyebrow. She straightened, relief and worry tangling in her smile. "Astra," she breathed. "Lightbearer returns." A wave of deja vu crashed through Astra. "Alira." Her lips formed before her mind caught up. Alira nodded, eyes glistening. "You remember." "Pieces," Astra confessed, voice raw. "Enough to hurt." They embraced, siblings forged by ritual rather than blood. Vae turned away, buying them privacy as he keyed a code into the bunker's comm array. Static cleared to reveal a gravelly male voice. "Recon unit, report." "Scourge pack engaged and delayed," Vae answered. "Hunter squad sighted south of mile marker 70. We're in safe house, Kestrel." "Understood. The Traitor Alpha moves your way with 6 ferals. Equinox minus 14 hours. The line cut." Astra pulled back, frowning. "Traitor Alpha?" Alira's jaw hardened. "Declan Rowe wants Vae's beta. He covets the throne and the light. He's promised the government our secrets in exchange for backing." Vae returned, eyes dark. "He'll reach Flagstaff by dawn. We need to cross the city before he seals it." "Flagstaff?" Astra echoed. "That's nearly 80 miles. He studied her. "You think you can't make it, Dawnbearer?" She squared her shoulders. "I have to." Alira motioned to a locker. "Then suit up." Inside hung tactical gear tailored for speed. Kevlar-lined leather. Desert-toned boots, fingerless gloves etched with lunar sigils. Astra's reflection in the locker mirror startled her. Storm-tossed hair, desert grime streaking cheekbones, opal pendant glowing at her sternum like a caged star. She cinched a belt bearing silver-tipped cartridges and twin throwing knives of polished bone. When she emerged, Vey offered a quick nod, approval tempered by urgency. But his gaze lingered on the pendant, softening. We'll keep that heartbeat steady. Elira waved a palm over the bunker's keypad. A 3D schematic of Flagstaff hovered above the table. She highlighted a pulsing waypoint. Ritual Chamber sits beneath the Lowell Observatory, old Anasazi catacombs the university never mapped. Declan will set traps along all paved access. Best route is through the sewer underpass from Buffalo Park. Minimal cameras, but rife with hunters. Vey traced an alternate line. We could take Snowball Ridge, drop in via cable if weather holds. Too slow, Elira argued. Equinox won't wait. Tension flared between them, siblings bound by leadership, but pulled apart by clockwork terror. Astra stepped forward. We split. Elira creates noise along Snowball, draws the hunters. Vey and I cut through the underpass. Vey's eyebrows shot up. You're giving orders now. I remember enough to know strategy, she replied, and enough to know you can't shield me from everything. Silence warred with respect before he inclined his head. So be it. We rendezvous beneath Lowell at dawn minus one. Elira clasped Astra's forearm. Keep your compass on the heart, not the horizon. Before parting, Elira pressed something into Astra's hand, a ring of braided silver. When you feel darkness pulling, twist the ring. It'll ground the light. Minutes later, a storm-scarred Humvee coughed to life. Vey drove east, headlights killed, and VG goggles glowing faint neon. Astra rode shotgun, scanning desert scrub as it blurred past. Between them, tension curled, half unsaid longing, half dread. She broke the silence. When this is over, what becomes of me? His Adam's apple bobbed. You become what you were always meant to be, our Dawn. A bitter laugh escaped her. Dawn burns out in minutes. Or it begins every day, he countered gently. They crested a rise. Flagstaff's lights shimmered ahead, like embers on black velvet. But before they could descend, sirens wailed behind them, blue strobes slashing night. A DHS patrol jeep barreled into view, spotlights flooding the Humvee's rear. Loudspeakers barked. Unidentified vehicle, pull over. Hands where we can see them. Vey cursed, slamming the accelerator. Astra gripped the dashboard as the Humvee fishtailed onto a dirt service road flanking a pine forest. The patrol's engine howled in pursuit, followed by a second siren answering from the east. Road spikes glittered ahead. Hunters had prepared. Hold on, Vey growled. He jerked the wheel, plowing through underbrush. Branches clawed the windshield, needles raining into the cabin. They burst onto a maintenance trail paralleling railroad tracks, sparks showering as the Humvee scraped iron rails. Bullets pinged off rear armor. The hunters had no interest in capture. Astra twisted the ring. The opal's glow sharpened, slowing the blur of adrenaline. She spotted an abandoned freight tunnel up ahead, a black maw beneath the tracks. Left, into the tunnel. Vey spun the wheel. The Humvee skidded sideways, slipping between crumbling concrete supports just as a hunter truck overshot, crashing through a fence in a burst of timber. Inside the tunnel, darkness swallowed sound save for their ragged breathing and the tick of cooling metal. Lights down, they inched deeper. Astra's ears rang. In the ringing, she caught a voice, her own, years younger, chanting words in an unknown tongue as flames licked a stone altar. A memory unspooled. She'd stabbed her palm, letting blood drip onto the opal. Vey, kneeling, swore an oath to guard her till the dawn returned. Declan, smiling, slipped a blade between Vey's ribs. She gasped, the vision shattering. Vey's hand found hers. I felt you leave, he whispered. I saw Declan betray you. He nodded once. His blade missed my heart but killed my trust. Now it fuels his ambition. They reached a maintenance hatch leading down. Vey pried it open. A gust of fetid sewer air climbed out. Astra grimaced. A baptism in rot. It masked scent, he said, climbing first. She followed, ladder slippery beneath boots. The hatch clanged shut above, sealing them in blackness lit only by the pendant's pulse. Waist-deep runoff gurgled along the tunnel floor. They slogged south, kneeing aside debris. Graffiti glowed under Vay's UV flashlight, symbols of rival shifter clans warning trespassers. Water echoed, magnifying each step into cannon fire. Half a mile on, Astra froze. Ahead, faint orange gleam slithered across rippling water, trip laser. Vay cursed softly. Hunter tech. He dug in a pouch, produced a mirror shard, and angled the beam to bounce against the wall, breaking circuit long enough to pass. But as they inched beyond, another light ignited, this one emerald, scanning their chests. Too late. Klaxons erupted topside, and steel shutters slammed down behind and before them. Trapped, Vay shifted, bones cracking, fur erupting, until a midnight wolf crouched at her side. He snarled, lunging at the nearest shutter and raking sparks, but no dent. Overhead, a grate slid open. Canisters clattered, spewing pale mist. Astra coughed as paralytic vapors seeped into blood, muscles stiffening. From the grate descended Declan Rowe on a motorized platform, flanked by hunters in tactical gear embossed with DHS insignias. Declan's salt and pepper hair framed a smile as cold as quartz. Been a long chase, light bearer. Astra tried to speak. Lungs burned. Vay snarled, shaking off darts that sprouted in his hide, but tranquilizers slowed even an alpha. Declan knelt, plucking the opal pendant with surgical delicacy. It dimmed, sensing violation. "Do you smell that, Vay?" Declan mocked. "Smells like dawn dying." Vay lunged again, collapsing as stun rods jabbed his ribs. Declan turned to Astra, tisking. "You gave him purpose he never deserved." Her jaw clenched, but words wouldn't come. Declan raised a syringe filled with mercury-bright fluid. "Separating light from flesh is crude. Yes, you'll perish, but think of the glory your death grants the clan." He pressed the needle to the skin above her heart. Astra's vision swam. She twisted the silver ring with a final spark of will. Time slowed. The pendant flared incandescent, blinding hunters. Metal screamed as shutters above exploded outward, and from the breach dove a Lyra in full wolf form, cloaked by blue-white lightning. She crashed into Declan, sending the syringe spinning into the runoff. Chaos erupted, gunfire, snarls, ricochets. Vay dragged himself upright, eyes molten gold. Astra felt the opal's light surge through her veins, burning away paralysis. She kicked a hunter's stun rod into sparking ruin and seized the pendant's chain, yanking Declan off balance. Water churned, smoke roiled, and for a heartbeat Astra met Declan's gaze, saw fear fracture his arrogance. She hurled him into the runoff where the mercury fluid hissed, igniting a chemical flare that turned sewer gas into a roaring firestorm. Alira yowled. Vay shielded Astra with his body, and the tunnel erupted in a blast that swallowed hunter and traitor alike. Flames billowing toward the only exit. The shockwave hurled Astra and Vay into a cross tunnel that collapsed behind them, sealing off roaring fire. Darkness returned, thick with grit and sulfur. Somewhere, water rained from cracked pipes, dousing embers. Coughing, bruised, Astra pulled herself upright. The opal's radiance flickered weakly, too weak. Vay, human again yet bleeding, touched her cheek. "You saved us." Alira's voice echoed from beyond rubble, faint but alive. "Astra, Vay, find the catacombs, altar awaits, sunrise approaches, signal cut." Astra met Vay's gaze, dawn reflected in his battered eyes. No words needed. They rose, following a narrow maintenance shaft that slanted up toward a distant pinhole of light. Unaware whether it led to salvation, or a deeper abyss, crimson fluid seeped from Vay's shoulder as he and Astra crawled through the ventilation shaft, the metal ringing like a muted bell each time a boot slipped. The narrow passage bent upward, then spat them into a derelict sub-basement lit by a single emergency bulb that pulsed like a weakening heartbeat. Bolted onto one concrete wall hung a corroded sign, "Lowell Observatory, a UX power conduit," proof they were already beneath Flagstaff's famous hilltop dome. Astra collapsed to her knees, lungs sawing at the stale air. She ripped fabric from her sleeve and pressed it to Vay's wound. The opal pendant, sleepy since the sewer blast, brightened enough to cast rainbow ghosts across the gritty floor. "We're close," she whispered, knotting the bandage. When that light shines, the altar's near. Vae brushed a knuckle across her cheek, leaving a rusty smear. Light or no, you're fading. I'll burn later, she said, forcing a grin. Right now I shine. A steel door blocked the only exit. Vae braced, shoved. Ancient hinges screeched open onto a corridor choked with archival crates. Beyond, faint civilian chatter echoed. Tour guides herding late-night stargazers above their heads. Equinox or not, the observatory still ran telescope demos for tourists hungry to taste infinity. Astra tugged Vae behind a crate as two janitors rounded a corner, gossiping about meteor showers. When footsteps faded, she exhaled. One wrong move and DHS will flood this place. Then no wrong moves, Vae answered, voice gravel low. They navigated stairwells and maintenance gullies until a stairway spiraled into the hill's bedrock. Sensors lined the walls, lenses blinking infrared. Astra raised the silver ring. Opal light warped, scrambling the beams, granting safe passage down. The stair disgorged them into an antechamber carved from volcanic stone. Torches, real ones, burned in wrought iron sconces, casting turbulent shadows across petroglyphs depicting wolves curled around a sun disk. At the far end stood a round basalt door etched with a spiral glyph and studded by seven obsidian keys, protruding like piano notes. Vae swayed, sweat glistening. Keys respond to blood. Astra drew a throwing knife, sliced her palm. Blood dotted each key. With every press, the door gears whirred. On the seventh note, the entire circle rotated, stone grating over stone until a gust of warm air sighed outward, smelling of sage, ozone, and something older, starlight trapped underground. Inside stretched a domed cavern ribbed by pillars of polished quartz. At its center rose a stepped dais crowned by a marble altar carved to resemble a horizon, mountains kissing sky. Gold sigils ran like rivers along each step, filling the chamber with faint auric glow. But what froze Astra's pulse was the figure slumped against the altar's base. A man, broad-shouldered, silver-haired, chained by wrists of sun-forged iron. Lips cracked, eyes closed, yet unmistakable, Selim Callahan, the Alpha King whose death had sparked the clan's collapse. Father! The word broke from Vae as a plea. Selim's lids fluttered. When they lifted, light like liquid dawn spilled from his irises. Vae, child of my dusk, he rasped, and Astra, our stolen morn. Astra's knees buckled. Your morn. Selim's gaze settled on her pendant. The dawn spirit is but half. Other half lives here, he nodded weakly to his own chest where a sun-shaped scar throbbed dull gold. When traitor struck, the ritual severed the light into two vessels, king and thief. Vae staggered forward. Declan imprisoned you? Why? To siphon power, Selim croaked. He bleeds me nightly to forge scourge wolves. He needs the other half, you, to fuse the sun and claim the crown eternal. Astra swallowed bile. All this time, I thought saving your clan meant returning the light. But joining halves will kill one bearer, won't it? Selim closed his eyes. Yes, dawn cannot rise in two hearts. Silence ballooned, broken only by the echo of distant machinery far above. Vae clenched fists. Then we find a third road, one where no one dies. Chains clanked as Selim lifted his head. There is such a path, hidden even from prophecy. Requires the legacy word, a sigil sung by the one who forged the initial severing. Astra's breath hitched. Alira. Footsteps rang behind them, soft as falling ash. Alira emerged from the stairwell, trench coat dripping sewer grime, eyes hard. She held a wolf bone dagger that shimmered with spectral heat. Vae squared his shoulders. Alira, tell me you didn't know father lived. She studied Selim, sorrow and resolve dueling across her face. I learned hours after the coup. By then, Declan had twisted prophecy beyond reason. Her grip tightened on the dagger. I've spent years searching for a remedy. I found only one truth. Prophecy demanded one vessel. Her gaze shifted to Astra. You were chosen because the desert judged you willing to sacrifice. Astra stepped back, pendant flaring. You let me die? I'd let my people live, Alira snapped, tears rising. But the choice belongs to you now. Light fused to father grants him strength. Fused to you keeps dawn pure. Split, it withers, and the clan fades forever. Vae moved between them. There's another way. Father spoke of a legacy word. Elira shook her head. A myth. Selim coughed blood. It exists, hidden where wolves fear to tread. The chasm of voices beneath this very altar. But it demands a price. The speaker surrenders their wolf soul, becomes forever human. A wave of dread rolled through the cavern. For a shifter, losing the wolf was worse than death. Astra looked from Selim's withered form to Vay's haunted eyes and Elira's trembling blade. All paths stained with sacrifice. I'll speak it, she whispered. No, Vay barked. Your wolf is unborn. Stripping it would shatter you. Elira lowered the dagger, voice breaking. I'm Alphaborn. Let me carry that cost. Selim managed a faint smile. Daughter of sunrise, dusk, and midnight, you walk three shadows, Elira. Legacy word demands a single heart without twilight. His gaze drifted to Vay. Only he stands purely between day and night. Vay froze as everyone turned toward him. Astra felt the earth tilt, destiny shoved again. Vay, the bridge, the balance, would become human to unite them all. To save Astra, his father, their clan. He exhaled, life-altering understanding settling in his bones. If dawn survives, day will follow, he murmured. Show me the chasm. Elira sobbed, shaking her head. I never meant, Vay touched her shoulder, forgiveness flickering. I choose. Astra's throat closed. Vay, if you speak it, you'll lose everything that makes you. Everything that made me was stolen 10 years ago, he replied softly. You give it back. Selim pointed to a crevice behind the dais where quartz steps spiraled into pitch. Vay squeezed Astra's hand, heat like soldering fire, then descended alone. Every heartbeat echoed off stone. Minutes stretched. Elira unlocked her father's chains, tears dripping onto his skin. Above them, thunder rolled, a real storm or energies shifting. A distant chant drifted upward, ancient syllables vibrating marrow. Quartz pillars flushed gold. The pendant blazed, answering. Astra's chest seared, yet grief laced the light. She realized Vay was offering not only his wolf, but his bond to her, because alphaless humans could not share the sacred mate link. The chant ended in a sudden hush. From the crevice climbed Vay, posture altered, still tall but weight of centuries lifted, golden eyes now a storm-gray human shade. A quiet settled in him, a man no longer divided by beast, yet more complete. Light burst from altar and pendant simultaneously, molten rivers nodding midair, weaving sun halves into a radiant sphere. It hovered, pulsing, then drifted toward the ceiling where quartz ribs opened like petals, letting starlight pour inside. The sphere ascended, dissolving into dawn-hued mist that filtered through cracks, racing toward the surface to paint the world in first light. Selim inhaled, color flooding his cheeks, his wounds closed. Astra felt warmth surge through arteries like new blood. Yet a hollowness yawned where the bond once thrummed, leaving her both saved and bereft. Vay swayed, catching himself on a pillar. Astra rushed to him. He smiled, gentle, fragile. How does it feel? She asked. Like waking, he answered, voice hoarse. Like forgetting the taste of lightning. But celebration died as steel thundered above. Declan's hunters, guided by dying trackers, breached the antechamber, rifles raised. Declan himself limped in, charred yet unbroken, eyes rabid with loss. He saw Selim free, saw Vay human, saw the dawn release beyond reach, and roared a sound more beast than man. Kill them all, he commanded. Elira stepped before her father, dagger gleaming. Astra drew bone knives, standing at Vay's side. He gripped only a length of shattered chain, but his gaze burned with new resolve untethered from primal rage. Gunshots cracked. Quartz rained like shards of sunlight. And as they rushed forward to meet fate in equal measure, the altar behind them hummed, a final gift stored within the stone awakening to defend its kin. The cavern exploded into incandescent brilliance that swallowed hunter screams and traitor oaths alike, leaving the world trembling on the brink of new fracture. Obsidian shards of light erupted from the altar, fanning across the cavern like raven-winged blades. Where the beam struck rifles, steel liquefied. Hunter magazines bloomed into fist-sized orchids of molten metal. Declan's men scattered, blinded and unarmed, while the traitor Alpha himself hurled a smoke canister that flattened against the floor with a wet plop. Sulfurous haze swallowed torches, swallowing vision in choking gray. Astra tasted acrid ash in Grabve's hand, warm, human, desperately fragile. Behind her, Selim rose from his knees, new dawn still flickering in his pupils. Alira pressed a palm to her father's spine, channeling residual light to steady him. None of them saw Declan lunge through smog until his fist, now grotesquely swollen beneath scorched flesh, snatched the opal chain that still circled Astra's neck. "You stole a kingdom," he rasped, voice corroded by burn scars. "Let me barter your life for a throne." Astra twisted, slashing bone knives. One kiss Declan's cheek, scoring a line of quicksilver blood. The wound hissed, already knitting. He'd injected himself with diluted Dawn serum before the raid. Half sun inside his veins, half shadow in his mind. Vay tried to interpose, but Declan flung him aside. Human strength no match for feral might. Vay crashed into a quartz pillar that cracked like ice. Selim stepped forward, but chain links still shackled his wrists. With a savage pull, Declan yanked Astra off her feet, dragging her toward the archway the hunters had breached. Alira hurled her dagger. Declan swatted it midair, the blade pinwheeled, embedding in a power conduit that sparked blue arcs, igniting exposed fuel cells. Flames crawled along cables, climbing toward backup generators. The cavern tremored, dust waterfalling from the dome. Selim shouted, "The altar can't withstand a fuel detonation." Astra wrenched free, planting feet on the basalt threshold. She felt Dawn's spirit swirl through cavern seams, waiting for guidance. Closing her eyes, she exhaled a single command in the desert tongue Alira had once taught her, shine. Light surged downward, not outward, into bedrock, triggering hidden gears revealed by quartz fractures. The entire dais sank, opening a ring of moonstone tiles inscribed with labyrinthine grooves. A railway car-sized disc rose from beneath, carved with celestial coordinates and powered by the same starlight harnessed by Lowell's telescopes. Alira gasped. The astral lift. Father always said it was legend. What rose was no mere platform. It was an ancient elevator built by Anasazi seers to ferry the sun's avatar straight through the mountain's heart, delivering dawn to the surface when sacred calendars aligned. Astra's instinct flared. This was their escape and their last hope. Vay staggered to her side, lips split, but resolve adamant. He pressed a cracked radio handset into her palm. "I rigged Humvee explosives under the north antenna when we arrived. One channel to detonate. We can bury hunters in the tunnels and clear a path above." Astra thumbed the transmit switch, then hesitated as smoke thickened. Declan's silhouette prowled the haze, his laugh low and sure. "Call down thunder. Thief, bury your own. You always did." Guilt stabbed. Memories of the coup. She had abandoned wolves to fire when saving the Dawn seed. But redemption was forged in choice, not memory. She tightened her grip and pressed the switch. Far overhead, a muffled roar. Concrete boomed. Dust billowed down stairwells as tunnels collapsed, severing hunter reinforcements. Seismic shock rattled loose Declan's footing. Astra and Vay sprinted, half-dragging Selim and supporting Alira, onto the astral lift as its mechanism locked into ascent. Declan snarled, charging. A stray hunter, bleeding, frantic, followed. Alira swung the broken chain from her father's shackles like a flail, catching the hunter's knee. Vay lunged, tackling Declan just as the lift rose beyond ground level. Declan's clawed hand slammed into the edge, scraping sparks before losing purchase. He plummeted into churning smoke, bellowing curses that echoed like a dying coyote. The lift rocketed upward through a quartz-lined shaft. Constellations carved into the walls glowed as they passed, Orion, Lupus, Phoenix, each a waypoint in an ancient roadmap stitching sky to earth. Wind rushed hotter, scented with fresh pine. When the disc burst into open air, the quartet found themselves on the observatory's roof platform, nearly level with Lowell's great dome. Night was thinning, the horizon bruised indigo, heralding a dawn flagstaff hadn't seen in years thanks to perpetual wildfire haze and shifter-wrought twilight anomalies. But the sky had changed, cleaner, expectant. Below, the city sprawled under emergency blackout, distant sirens, sporadic red strobes marking fallen comm towers. DHS hunters regrouped in the streets, radioing for air support. Declan, however, was nowhere in sight, though smoke still bled from ventilation grates, hinting at his survival. Selim collapsed, color fading again. Uniting the Dawn Halves had renewed him briefly, but centuries of prophecy could not be unmade in minutes. Astor knelt, cradling his head. He smiled weakly. "The sun rises in your eyes, child. Let it rise for all." Elyra wipes it from her cheeks, gaze on Vey. "You gave up your wolf. Are you?" He cut her off with a small smile. "I'm still alpha enough." Sudden rotor chop shattered calm. A DHS gunship crested the treeline, searchlights lancing the roof. PA system boomed, by authority of Homeland Security, stand down. Hands visible. Use of lethal force authorized. Elyra threw up her hands. Astor followed suit, but Vey stepped forward, eyes calm. "I'll talk," he said. He approached the platform edge, spotlight bleaching him ghost white. Microphone crackled. "Identify," barked a pilot. "Vey Callahan," he answered, voice steady. "Clan leader requesting parley. We can end the anomalies plaguing your city. But you must leave now or dawn won't break." On the gunship deck, armed agents exchanged baffled looks. One raised a rifle, but before any decision landed, a new roar rolled from the mountain's flank. Declan burst from a maintenance hatch riding the back of an enormous scourge wolf, his body half fused with metallic bone, cybernetics stolen from Hunter Labs. Eyes blazed molten gold as he hurled a spear of broken rebar toward the chopper. The gunship jerked, tail rotor shredded. It spiraled away, clipping evergreens before exploding into a fireball that painted the pre-dawn sky with toxic oranges. Declan turned toward the roof, smeared with soot, blood, and triumph. "That dawn is mine," he growled, voice amplified by mechanical implants. "Hand over the light bearer, or I blanket Flagstaff in eternal shadow." Astor rose, heart hammering. Vey stepped beside her, weaponless. Elyra drew her empty hands into fists crackling with residual magic. Selim pushed to one knee, summoning final strength from the dawn that coursed overhead, now pinking the clouds. Declan's hybrid beast bounded onto the rooftop, claws biting metal. Behind him, drones, commandeered from DHS, buzzed like mechanical locusts, each armed with taser darts meant for subduing shifters. He pointed, and the swarm descended. Astor looked to Vey, mortal yet resolute, and to Elyra who had once doubted her. She touched the opal, now warm but subdued, and spoke a vow, "Dawn rises for everyone." Then she sprinted straight at Declan. Elyra flung an arc of light that blinded drones, sending them crashing. Vey intercepted the cyberwolf, yanking its hydraulic leg to twist circuits loose. Selim lifted chained wrists skyward, quartz links still humming, and whispered a king's command. Pillars of fireless radiance speared from the roof, forming a cage around the combatants, isolating them from hunters converging below. Declan laughed, catching Astra's wrist mid-strike. He squeezed, bones creaked. "Still fragile," he sneered, "but I can fix fragility." Metal tendrils erupted from his palm, snaking toward the opal. Pain flashed white behind Astra's eyes. She screamed, a sound that fractured the radiant cage, letting slivers of light rain like razor hail. Declan ignored them, transfixed by the jewel now fusing with his flesh. Vey roared wordless, human lungs fueled by something purer than wolf rage, and rammed Declan, driving both to the parapet. They teetered on the brink as sunrise's first sliver crowned the horizon. Light washed over Vey's face, outlining him in amber. For a heartbeat, Astra saw his wolf spirit shimmering inside rib and lung, no longer gone but reborn in human courage. Legacy had not erased his essence, it had distilled it. Declan's cyber hand clamped Vey's throat. "I am the sun now," he hissed. But the opal, pulsing inside that hand, disagreed. Its glow turned searing white, burning circuitry. Declan screamed, metal hissed, cracking. He tried to hurl the gem away, but molten steel had fused stone to skin. Astra seized the moment, slamming her knife into the rebar spike still lodged in Declan's armor, pinning his arm. Elyra hurled a last bolt of light that sheared remaining cyber limbs from their cables. Declan staggered, chained to collapsing tech, teetering over the precipice. They locked eyes with Astra, question unspoken. She nodded. Together they shoved. Declan toppled backward, dragged by his own hybrid weight. He fell from the roof, plummeting past telescope gantries toward quarry rock hundreds of feet below. Silence swallowed the rooftop until cracked spiderweb beneath their boots. The earlier explosions, the altar's lift, the gunship crash, all had compromised structural integrity. The observatory dome groaned, tilting. Below, first responders swarmed, but the roof listing meant only seconds remained before collapse. Astra turned to the weakened king, arms around Elyra. They gripped her hand. No exits, no time. But Dawn's disc breached full sky, gold flooding mountain and city alike for the first time in a decade. Astra felt the pendant melt, its light diffusing into the air like pollen. Her spirit rose with it, instinctively weaving protection around those she loved. Quartz shards hovered, forming floating platforms. She met Fajais. Trust the dawn. He squeezed her fingers, stepping out onto the nearest shard that bore his weight as if solid earth. Elyra followed, supporting Selim. Together they raced across improvised stepping stones of suspended crystal, leaping down successive levels as the dome behind them caved inward in a roar of metal and glass. 10 heartbeats later, they skidded onto a marble overlook adjoining the visitor center, safe distance as the main observatory spire crumpled into itself. Dust billowed, sunbeams lancing through debris like holy spears. Sirens wailed closer, onlookers filmed with trembling phones, capturing the real dawn piercing wildfire haze. Astra turned, pendant now a clear stone, empty of captive light yet thrumming with possibility. Vey bruised, mortal. Whole. Pulled her into an embrace that felt like sunrise on skin. Elyra knelt beside Selim, who breathed easier under unbroken sky. But triumph froze when a shadow spilled from the rubble. Declan, half body scorched black, dragging a twisted cyber arm still tethered to the opal shard glowing hell red. Eyes comet bright, he crawled, muttering an incantation older than prophecy, summoning every shred of stolen power for one last strike. Astra stiffened. She had no weapon left. Bay bled, unarmed, Elyra drained, Selim too frail. Declan's curse ignited, coiling into a spear of dark sun aimed straight at their hearts, and dawn itself answered, flaring from horizon with blinding brilliance. Time slowed. Shadows snapped away. The curse unraveled under pure solar roar. Declan's form crystallized into obsidian, each pore freezing mid-anguish, until he became a sculpture of failed night shattering to black sand that the wind lifted, scattering across Flagstaff's awakening streets. Morning arrived, first true dawn in 10 years, painting every rooftop gold. Yet even as survivors cheered, Astra felt the pendant's hollow throb. The sun was free, but its vessel, her life, now flickered. Light that kept her heart beating had dispersed. Pulses grew erratic. She swayed, knees buckling. They caught her, terror flooding those storm gray eyes. Heartbeats faltered.
Everything blurred, faces, sky, roaring applause below, until only the sound of Vay's voice remained, whispering her name like a vow against oblivion.
But no vow could refill an empty star.
As darkness tunneled her sight, Astra heard an impossible whisper weaving through wind and sunbeams. The desert remembers.
The desert returns what it guards.
Sand eddied at her feet, black grains of Declan mixing with pale dust, spiraling upward, coalescing into a small, glowing core that fluttered like a hummingbird.
It hovered before her sternum, searching for home.
With her last breath, Astra offered a fragile smile, and the core plunged into her chest, reigniting the opal with newborn flame.
A gasp tore through her lungs, light-flooded veins, pain and joy indistinguishable. She clung to Vey as the world tilted again, dawn blazing brighter than ever.
Yet on the distant eastern ridge, a second sun flickered, impossible, ominous, signaling that prophecy's chains were only half broken and a greater reckoning approached. Luminous threads of rose gold haloed the weary quartet as sirens waned and the second sun, small, bright, hovering just above the Mogollon rim, burned like an omen no telescope could explain. Journalists flocked across police cordons, broadcasting wild theories, experimental weather balloons, rogue satellites, alien beacons. Only Astra, Vey, Elira, and the rejuvenated yet fragile Selim understood the truth. Prophecy had severed dawn once more, leaving a fragment untethered in the sky and a question hanging over their victory. Who now carried the balance? Paramedics reached the platform. Though DHS units argued for custody, Elira flashed credentials forged during years in hiding, tribal sovereignty clauses, wildlife research exemptions, buying precious minutes before higher authorities arrived. Selim allowed medical scans but refused transport, insisting his place was with the clan he nearly lost. The King's pulse was weak but steady, a dawn-infused rhythm echoing Astra's own. Down the mountain, evacuees gathered in Buffalo Park, eyes reflecting twin suns. Vey guided Astra there, arm braced around her waist, human strength steadied by something deeper than bone. Elira and Selim followed, flanked by volunteers who offered blankets and bottled water in hushed awe. As they crested a knoll dotted with ponderosa pines, an elder Navajo woman approached, Chapi Yazi, strong of spine, eyes ancient as the mesas. She carried a bundle wrapped in saguaro fiber. Without preamble, she spoke in dine, the desert returns what it guards. But every gift bears twins, light and shadow. She offered the bundle to Astra. Inside lay a newborn coyote pup, fur pale as dawn dust, eyes not yet opened. Yet its heartbeat synced perfectly with the pendant's glow. Chapi continued in accented English, the spirit you released sought new refuge. It chose this vessel. Raise it well, for its rise will shape the next cycle. Astra cradled the pup, weight no heavier than hope, while the second sun pulsed overhead, shrinking with each of its tiny breaths. The crowd gasped as the orb contracted, funneling molten light toward Buffalo Park. It streaked down like a meteor, slowing only when it kissed the pup's brow before dissolving into harmless golden mist. In that instant, the pup's eyes opened, bright amber flecked with stars. Vey swallowed hard. That's our wolf reborn. Chapi inclined her head. Your sacrifice called balance. The earth answered. Sudden rotor thunder announced incoming federal response. Airships, hazmat vans, mobile labs itching to dissect miracles. Astra's pulse quickened. She looked to Elira. We can't let them claim this child or the clan or Flagstaff's dawn. Elira's reply was a conspirator's grin. We won't. She raised her arms, chanting the Anasazi frequency used in the astral lift. Quartz veins buried under the park glowed, projecting a dome of refracted sunlight that scrambled electronic sensors, an invisible firewall of pure dawn. DHS drones crashed like blinded moths, choppers diverted, instruments useless. Selim stepped onto a boulder, voice amplifying through the radiant field. People of Flagstaff, you witnessed darkness fall and light prevail. We owe you truth. He told a pared-down tale, an ancient pact between shifter clans and the land, a traitor undone, a new dawn gifted. No mention of werewolves or supernatural power, only stewardship, redemption, and unity. Crowds listened, hearts hungry for wonder that healed rather than harmed. Reporters asked about the pup. Astra spoke. She is Ciara, which means morning star in the old tongue. She belongs to the desert and to all who honor it. We will raise her to guard this horizon. Applause rippled. Even hardened agents lowered weapons. In that acceptance, Astra felt prophecy rewriting itself. Dawn shared, not hoarded. Yet one loose thread remained, Vey's lost wolf. As if hearing her thought, Chapi knelt, drawing a line of sand between their feet. Spirit cannot be destroyed, only transformed. What he shed lingers, seeking reunion. She poured turquoise dust along the line, whispering dying prayers that smelled of cedar and rain. Sand swirled, forming a translucent wolf shape that padded toward Vey, then sank into his shadow. He inhaled sharply. Storm gray eyes brightened to their old amber hue, though pupils remained unmistakably human. A hybrid harmony, man and wolf coexisting, neither dominant. Astra's smile trembled with relief. Whole again. Different, he murmured. Better. Sirens quieted. Morning birds began to sing. The sky showed only one sun now. Ordinary yet somehow newer, richer. Elira shut down the light dome, trusting that fear had been replaced by awe. DHS command stood at the perimeter, uncertain. Local authorities, moved by the people's cheers, argued for tribal jurisdiction. Bureaucracy would snarl for months, but the immediate threat had passed. Selim approached Astra, resting weathered hands on her shoulders. Dawn Bearer no more. You are Dawn Guide. Let us into cycles unchained. Tears welled as she looked from the pup to Vay, to Elyra, to ranks of strangers united by rising light. For the first time, she felt not like a thief or vessel, but a soul with purpose forged in fire, sand, and secret kinship. An idea sparked, one that could cement peace. She turned to the assembled press. Tonight, when true dusk falls, we invite you back here. We'll share our story, science and spirit side by side, under the same stars. No labs, no cages, just conversation. Let this be the first festival of twin dawns, a promise we will care for land and one another. Cameras flashed. Applause spread like sunrise over water. Vay slipped an arm around her waist, the coyote pup yawning between them, a fragile ember of tomorrow. Behind police lines, Chapey watched with a knowing smile, then vanished into pines, leaving only faint footprints and the scent of sage on the breeze. Far above, satellite feeds rebooted, capturing Flagstaff bathed in ordinary daylight, yet analysts would puzzle over residual spectral anomalies that hinted at cosmic rewrites. Some truths the world would chase for decades. But for Astra, Vay, Elyra, Selim, and Ciara, a single truth glowed simple and fierce. Love, chosen freely, could outshine prophecy. The coyote pup nuzzled Astra's palm, and in her heartbeat she heard both lullaby and dawn call, a cadence that would guide a rebuilt clan, heal old wounds, and perhaps teach humanity to walk alongside the wild instead of against it. Astra met Vay's gaze. Words were needless. Together they stepped toward the crowd, into a future neither desert nor destiny had scripted, where every sunrise carried two promises, one for the sky, one for the souls determined to keep it bright evermore.